I'm Ellen Sagas, sci-fi and fantasy writer from Nashville. I've got a couple of books coming out in 2024. It's Cascade Failure is the first one. Gravity Lost is the second. They're part of the Ambit's Run series. You can actually pre-order both books right now. I've got the links up over on the Bird app. You can follow me there at LM Sagas Writes.
This is a continuing episode of a series about LM Sagas's Cascade Failure.
Now I'm getting that there's a little bit of a trouble in paradise here, because on this description it says that Hal, I mean, I don't know what's up with Hal, but he's branded as a guild deserter. What's going on there?
Yeah, so, you know, the first chapter, and I don't feel like my publisher is going to give me a nasty gram after this, because you can actually read the whole first chapter. It's up on their site, so I don't feel like I'm giving anything away prematurely.
Yeah.
But basically, this book starts following Hall, who's trying to make it home. He's all the way out in the frontier, and his family is in the center of the spiral. And the spiral is sort of the reference to the known universe. It's the O Cygnus spiral of the universe. So when we say spiral, that's sort of the relevant portion of the universe for purposes of the story. So he's trying to make it back home, which is tricky because he has this desertion banner, and you find out, you know, there's a little bit more to the story there. You find that out, but only after he sort of stumbled onto a guild ship. And so he's very much not happy to be in that situation, because he has been trying to avoid the guild because he does not want to get court-martialed, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been trying to avoid them to try and get home, because he's essentially been AWOL for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he ends up accidentally not knowing that the Ambit is a guild ship, because the Ambit has seen better days. It's it's a little bit run down. So not knowing that it's a guild ship, because it doesn't really look like one, he kind of just walks aboard, and then come to find out they are actually a guild crew, and there is also a member of the ship's crew that he knows from his guild days, who is very much not happy to see him, and who is very much determined to take him back to face sort of what he sees as the consequences of his action, the consequences of his desertion, because it is very much, you know, the guild is a very oath-based, loyalty-based organization. You know, even though they're these separate crews, there's this understanding, hey, if one of us calls, the other ones will answer. And so there is that deep-seated expectation of loyalty that everyone sees Hall has broken this trust, and that becomes a very central part to Hall's arc, is sort of figuring out what happened, figuring out, you know, why he's marked a deserter, and figuring out, you know, what that means for the other characters who are seeing that, and, you know, who have feelings about what he has done, what they think he's done, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, it's a big part of Hall's story, which is why it's, you know, part of his introduction on the cover.
Yeah.
But it plays into very much what the guild is, and, you know, how they see themselves in the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that was nice, because I've come to some realizations after you've described that, is that the guild is I was kind of thinking of independents, a bunch of independents that were somehow loosely affiliated, but it sounds like it's a strong affiliation, because you can be a deserter of the guild, and they're big on the loyalty, and they're not happy with Hall for being off the grid for so long.
Yeah. And especially, you know, within the crews, they're very, very close knit. You know, the Saint Owen Nash triumvirate is very much, you know, they see themselves as family. And so to them, thinking about, well, this guy turned his back on his crew, and in a way that was bad enough that they said he deserted them. You know, they're thinking, hey, we were in a firefight and he turned tail and ran or something like that. You know, you see that and it's, you have turned your back on what we essentially consider to be family. And, you know, it's even stronger because it's the family that we chose. You know, we go into this saying, I'm going to have your back, you're going to have my back, and we're going to trust each other. And we have that bond. So then, you know, especially for someone like Saint, for example, who like lives and breathes this oath, that's a pretty big deal, right? That's a pretty significant betrayal of what he believes in, because it's not just loyalty to the guild, capital G, it's loyalty to your individual crew that is relying on you and that believes in you and that, you know, in a lot of these cases that loves you. And so that's a pretty significant betrayal just by virtue of how the guild is structured and especially how the Ambit crew is structured. You know, it's maybe not every crew in the guild is as close-knit as the Ambit crew, but you know, for them it's unthinkable, right? To turn your back on someone who's on your crew. And so having to contend with that sort of mark on his record and trying to, you know, put their faith in someone who has evidently turned his back on his crew before, that's really tricky for them, you know, especially since the three of them have been traveling together, just the three of them, for so long, you know, trying to work in those two new people between Hall and the programmer Anki, trying to work those two new people into this really solidly formed structure also creates some tension. And so that's what I was talking about. You know, you have your external tensions of like, you're a guild deserter and this is problematic, but you also have your internal tensions within the crew of, you know, we're really close-knit, we don't think we can trust you, but we kind of don't have a choice in this situation.
Yeah And this sounds like it's all right for an adventure. And is that kind of the subgenre you'd say? It's like sci-fi adventure, or do you have a different take on that?
Yeah, I would say for sure it's sci-fi adventure. You know, they have, it's sort of a quest, you know, they find out that something bad is happening and they have to figure out, are we going to do something about it? What are we going to do about it? And, you know, obviously the book would not exist if they said, we're going to turn and go have coffees. so, you know, obviously they decide to do something about it. And that takes them on this adventure of, you know, exploring different worlds and coming up against different enemies and sort of discovering things that all lead together, or that all come together to lead them to the answer that they're looking for. You know, who is doing this? How can we stop this? Which is sort of the end goal, at least for Cascade Failure. But it is very much sort of the adventure style. We have a problem and now we've got to take a bunch of steps to solve it, but you know, with a lot of hilarity along the way, but also, you know, some really grim situations, because what they're dealing with is a computer virus that can wipe out planets, and it doesn't wipe them out gently. So, you know, they come across some pretty gruesome sights, some pretty grim places. And I think that's where a lot of the humor comes in, is, you know, they're these people that have seen a lot of horrible stuff. And once again, confronted with horrible stuff, they're like, well, we got to keep our spirits up. Yeah. And yeah, that's sort of the adventure that they take in Cascade Failure, is, you know, dealing with all of that and also trying to, you know, stick to their morals and stick to their guns along the way.
Yeah. No, it's complicated because they're just not going to be like mercenary about it. They're being moralistic as well. That means they have to balance things.
If you enjoy listening to Sci-Fi Thoughts but find it difficult to remember to check the website for new shows, get this technology from the future, install into your phone a podcast player. Using this, you can subscribe to our podcast feed, and next thing you know, you'll be cruising around in your car with your phone plugged in, playing Sci-Fi Thoughts, or you'll be out there jogging, or you'll be doing whatever you want to do.
This is the place. Put the podcast player down.
And have your ears plugged into some cool science fiction programming. You can find instructions on LancerKind.com.
check out the goodies in the show notes. There you will see content such as links to her book, Cascade Failure, and her webpage. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player. They're zipped right in there. Whenever your podcast player pulls in your subscription of Sci-Fi Thoughts. If you're not using a podcast player, go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there on the webpage, you will see show notes. This is a continuing episode of a series that started at episode 267. If you missed that episode and want to find it, go to scifithoughts.space, type into the search box 267, and it will direct you to where you need to go. Next episode, more LM sagas. Tell the audience about what this title, Cascade Failure, what is that symbolic of?
Cascade failure, it's a little bit of a play on the technical term cascading failure for the IT fans in the crowd. Basically, one thing goes wrong, and then it causes another thing to go wrong, and then another thing goes wrong, and then another thing goes wrong. And basically, you have this essentially a cascade of failures where one issue leads to this cataclysmic event.